Facebook Places has just launched in Australia, giving Facebook mobile users the ability to check in and share where they are in real time with their friends. But how will Facebook users take advantage of this new feature? Well, on the line I have Facebook user and food and restaurant lover Victoria Montano to talk about how she's planning to use Facebook Places. How are you going, Victoria?
I'm good, Andy. How are you?
Excellent, thank you. Now, when did you first hear about Facebook Places?
I heard about it probably, would have been close to 3 months ago. A mate of mine in the UK uses hers quite regularly. And, she basically said, you know, do you guys have it? And I was like, no, don't at all. And she told me what it was. And I've been looking forward to it coming to Australia ever since.
Okay, so you're pretty excited about the possibilities that Facebook Places might present to you?
Absolutely. I mean, I am not the most tech-savvy person in the world, but I think that I've had so much fun with Facebook since it launched, many, many years ago now, and having the, ability to interact with people and mates all around the world, through photos and posts has been amazing. So this new addition of Places is just going to be one extra thing that we can all have a bit of fun with, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Okay, so give me an example of how you might use it.
Well, I mean, for me, I'm a massive foodie and, obviously I'm very excited about the Sydney Food Festival that's coming up. Me and my mates, we've been waiting for today to happen, obviously, seeing as it launched. We've been just talking about, because we've obviously paid for different things at the food festival, but there's a lot of sort of group events and cooking instructions and things like that. So, we're going to be at all different places at all times. So it's going to be a really easy way just to update where we are so we can all meet for a drink after or pop into the same instruction class or pop into the same cafe where the special's on, throughout that food festival.
Okay, and you're all iPhone users, are you?
We are all iPhone users. Some of us have iPhone 4 and some of us have the older model. But, we'll all get there in the end. The iPhone 4 has proven to be, a little bit faster for me than some of the other girls. So,
and you found that Facebook on iPhone has been really good?
So easy to use and just instantaneous. I did have a BlackBerry before I got my iPhone, and the comparison between using Facebook on your iPhone and your BlackBerry is quite significant. The iPhone is much faster.
Okay, and so when you first picked up and used Facebook Places, I'm assuming today on your iPhone, did you understand straight away what you had to do and what it was all about?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the first time is the slower time, but it is very easy. And I think the usability of Facebook generally is such that, anyone, including myself as a bit of a dodo, can do it very easily, and that has been absolutely mirrored in the Facebook Places program and the usability of that, because I found it no problem at all to use.
Okay, now, if you read all of the Facebook terms and conditions, they seem to have ticked all of the right boxes in terms of letting you know where your information's going or who's getting it or who's not going to get it and the choices you have. Do you have any privacy concerns about using this new Facebook Places feature?
Look, I don't personally. I know different things matter for different people. I'm a 27-year-old woman, so I've grown up with technology. My school didn't have school books. We had laptops. Privacy for me is I read what I need to read. I know what I need to know. I use my common sense. I read the fine points, and I do the right thing by myself, and I never put myself in a position where I'm sharing anything that I don't want to be shared.
Okay, so of course, anyone using this new feature or anything on Facebook, it is important to go through and check out the privacy and
absolutely.
Make it known what information you do want to share with other people.
And everything in life is such, and it's not just with Facebook that, when I first logged on, I'd spent a great deal of time when I joined Facebook reading that. And since then, they update and they change the privacy laws according to where the world's going, and I make sure I'm across that. And it's been the same with Places. For me and, even for all my girlfriends, we are young women and, there are things that you don't want people to know and, you've got to take care of yourself in that regard.
Awesome. On a lighter note, it's only the first day of Facebook Places being available in Australia, but have you been madly moving around and checking into different places to try it out?
Unfortunately, I've been in meetings all morning and I just walked to have a coffee with my mother about an hour ago when I had a break, and it was my first opportunity to check into somewhere. So it was a bit of a momentous moment. My mother's just bought an iPhone as well last week, so she was very interested in what I was doing and is now a converter to Facebook Places also. So it's I think it's going to spread pretty quickly.
Excellent. Well, Victoria, all the best with Facebook Places, and thanks again for the chat.
Thank you, Andy. Have a great day.